Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 2 and 5, nope. Righteous judgment of the Most High, who will render unto every man according to his deeds, to them who by patience continue in some well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Great Lucas.
You an African-American?
Nope.
You believe that's your heritage?
Yep.
Do you know who you are?
Nope.
King, queen?
Yep.
Nigga with back?
Nope.
Do you shine like a star?
Yep.
Think they gon' tell you?
Nope.
We gon' expose them?
Yeah.
They gon' take your life?
Nope.
So many secrets in the vault?
Yep.
Do this knowledge cost?
Nope.
Hop in the book to my?
Yep.
Do we follow these laws?
Nope.
Do they still exist?
Yep.
Have time to wait?
Nope.
Do we have grace?
Yep.
Continue in sin?
Nope.
I'ma ask you again.
Yep.
Should we continue in sin? Christ is the way.
Yep.
Devil gon' win.
Nope.
Tryna make it to heaven.
Yep.
Get there by sinning.
Nope.
Follow the commandments.
Yep.
Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so why keep on trying? Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path to save your soul. Never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom.
Yep.
Is it cool to be gay?
Nope.
Did he make us straight?
Yep.
Is the Most High plan?
Nope.
You gon' learn today?
Yep.
Do you understand grace?
Nope.
Remember Noah's day?
Yep.
Did more than 8 people live?
Nope.
Will it be the same way?
Yep.
Is a broad way to heaven?
Nope.
Is a broad way to hell?
Yep.
You choosing death over life?
Nope.
You gon' change your life?
Yep.
Do you love these streets?
Nope.
Do you see any police?
Yep.
Wanna get shot down?
Nope.
You remember Mike Brown?
Yep.
You ever read your Bible?
Nope.
You wanna know your job?
Yep.
You know you more than a slave?
Nope.
Don't you wanna be saved?
Yep.
You ever been baptized?
Nope.
Wanna get in that water?
Yep.
Ever confess your sins?
Nope.
Ready to lift your hands?
Yep.
Amen.
Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so why keep on trying? Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path to save your soul. Never going back.
No.
Look forward to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Gonna choose the Most High or Satan? Whose light to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose? Should I live a simple life?
Nope.
Should I repent and be baptized?
Yep.
Will Amalek ever be nice?
Nope.
Was our Savior crucified?
Yep.
Does this world love the Most High?
Nope.
Is the wicked gonna burn?
Yep.
Will he fall will forever?
Nope.
Will we ever get our turn?
Yep.
Like to choose from, you got to choose one. Who you gonna choose the Most High or Satan? Who's like to choose from, you got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Got to choose.
Now mine's not a speaker. Shalom. We're gonna start. All right. Shalom. Welcome to another Friday night Sabbath service, man. Here at Albuquerque, New Mexico, about to have class and go over some scriptures, man, with what we'll say the body of brothers, but everybody needs to be at work or just getting off, trying to get in. You know what I'm saying? So the people that's joining us on Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? We welcome. You know what I'm saying? Hope that we can be informative. Hope we can enlighten and then kind of just talk about and go over some of the things that as we've been discussing here and some of the things that we're going through here, we wanted to bring it out throughout the scriptures, because if we're going through it here, it's not, I would hate to think that the people that are either viewing or going in their life, they battle some of the same different things. And we've been having some in-depth conversations about, you know, having to fight the inner person. The things me and Jalil, we're going to be reading for me tonight, we rapped about, was a lot about impulses, you know what I'm saying, addictions, things like that, and understanding that a lot of it does come from the fact that I'm more focused on me, and it's more about me than it is anyone else. So a lot of was so into pleasing myself that I'm not looking to consider the effects I may have on someone else, or the effects I may have on my children, or the effects it may have on my rib, or my husband, or whoever it may be, or my brother, or my sister. So a lot that we go into and we've been talking about has been more on like the, I would say the works of the flesh, or the lust of the flesh, you know what I'm saying? The things that, because I want something so bad, because I'm in this mind frame, I can be very destructive to everything around me, because this is about catering to the flesh, or it's about pleasing me. And a lot of the things that we don't realize that a lot of it is in us, because that was a part of, when you go to the Old Testament, that was a part of our downfall throughout Israel, was the fact that we had a lot of kids. That was the one thing the Most High didn't want to stop right in, and we still were in this mind frame. But when we get in this mind frame, that's when we become the most destructive to ourselves, to the things around us, to people around us, because we are wrapped in. Yeah, we are so wrapped in the fact that this is a pursuit to please me. It's all about my will. It's all about looking out for just number one. And we've been really going to the scriptures to be able to figure out for the different things we cause people to go through. Is that something that would be considered something spiritual? You can look at your actions and be able to see, okay, from what I caused another person, it either can be spiritual, or it can be because I was so carnal or I was so fleshly, and it was always the pursuit of looking out for me, that there's a repercussion from that. Just like there's a repercussion from looking out for your brother and the whole nine, there's also a repercussion from when you start to get in that spirit of looking out for yourself. So where I wanted to dabble into first was going into the Old Testament a little, because I want to go into the scriptures where we start looking at a pattern that was from old time to now, coming to the time of Christ, even some of the things that as Israelites we still do today. We still carry these same traits, and we still are coming up and ending up with the same, or I would say we end up at the same points they did. Same conclusion as the Old Testament, when Christ did a pause in time. We operate the same way. We end up at the same point with the same conclusion. Up until now, we still do things the same way. We're not changing. We're not looking at what is my motivation behind what I'm doing. And if I don't start looking at the motivation for what I'm doing, the scriptures, the outcome around you is always going to dictate what was the motivation behind what you did or what you're doing. It's gonna tell that. So we start in Jeremiah chapter, I think it's 22. We're gonna start at Jeremiah chapter 22. We're gonna read about one of the kings of Judah, and we're gonna say the 1 and 2 that show who we're reading about, and that there was what was expected of him in that position of leadership. So we go to Jeremiah chapter 22. I want you to read verse 1, verse 2. Are you going to read down to verse 5, okay? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 22, 1 through 5. You're going to read that.
Jeremiah chapter 22,
uh-huh.
verse 1. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah.
Uh-huh.
And be there at his word.
So this was the prophets where Prophet Jeremiah was ordained to go down, go to the king, and this is what I want you to tell the king. Right? Go ahead.
And say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah.
Mm-hmm. First thing, he was supposed to focus on as a king. He said, I want you, your servants, the people. If you enter in these gates, this as a kingdom, they were supposed to execute judgment and righteousness, right? So he's going to go into the keys of what would the Most High consider to be righteousness. Judgment would be just the law. Y'all follow the law. If you're keeping the law, you don't judge according to the law. But he said you had to execute judgment and righteousness. No. It's beautiful. Because beautiful point. Because what we're going into is that the Most High gave us the law, and then he also gave us the punishments of the law. It wouldn't be so much in our dealings and teaching, it doesn't revolve around the outcome benefiting you. It benefited the nation. There was one law, one way of dealing, so everybody benefited from it. And then if it was about executing judgment and then executing righteousness, there was being able to show people that right way that we were supposed to be living. Even here, this is what the law king that came in, this was the expectation from the Most High. As we started into our kingdom, this is the expectation. Back then, the crisis time, the expectation was executing judgment and righteousness. So the whole time he was living on the earth, I was showing them the right way to do things. Right? Even to our time now. The scriptures say the things written beforehand before our learning. So the things that we're learning and reading now is for us to now execute. Because it's what's expected by the Father, right? So read verse, read the middle of three. Read three again. Uh-huh. He said you were supposed to deliver the spoil out of the hands of the oppressor. So we weren't supposed to be oppressing each other or oppressing our people. It was not the oppression. I'm not supposed to be on top of this person. It wasn't supposed to be that capitalism. What can I gain from this person? It wasn't supposed to be that. I was supposed to be getting you out of that. So if I had to make sure that you were taken care of so that you weren't so poor or you went and sold yourself into slavery, your daughter went into slavery because that's all you could do, I should have been working on bringing you out of that, right? Because that was what was expected of the king at that time, or that was expected of those leaders. Go ahead.
And deliver the spoils out of the hand of the oppressor.
You know?
And do no wrong.
And do what?
And do no wrong.
Go ahead.
Do no violence to the stranger.
He said, I wasn't supposed to, it wasn't about me doing you wrong, or doing wrong. I was supposed to be the example as a king of righteousness, or doing what's right. And then it said, and do no violence to thy stranger. Even if this is a person that was sojourning in the land, it was about me being violent to him. Even much so of my own people. Go ahead.
And
like intimidation. Well, they or they're not familiar with your ways. There you go. Right. Yeah. I'm the king. And all this is perfect because I'm the king. See, there is no other authority above me in this kingdom. So and looking at it, it's like the most sensitive, but even in that position, I'm not supposed to be executing violence. It can't be the part that I'm going to behead you, I'm going to whip you, I'm going to do this, that, if you don't do it my way. I'm going to punish you for not doing it my way. That was what he said not to do. He said, do no violence. He said, do no violence to the people. Now, the whole time I'm talking to the king, and this is what you're supposed to pass down to your subjects or your people, right? It said, do no violence to the stranger. It says, do no wrong. I don't get to cheat you. Then because I'm in this position, I can't just, I attack more than you're able to do. I didn't need it, but that would be me dealing unfairly. I'll give you a little, but expect a whole lot. Right. So we're looking at this. These are the things that the Father said, even to the king. I'm laying down a law even to you. You're not above this law. This is what is expected of you and for you to pass down to your people. They're supposed to be this, my friend. Right? So we're not supposed to be wrong each other. It was do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless. I'm not even supposed to do violence to the fatherless. I don't have a father. I don't have like no way of defending me. In today's term it would be I was that person, the young dude that came in the truth. But I didn't come in and I was raised knowing the wisdom and knowledge of the Most High. I didn't have so you. I came in and you were violent towards me. You intimidated me. Or that young woman, I came in, I didn't have guidance from my youth all the way to this point. Now when I do come in, you end up coming in now, you're violent towards me. You're morally intimidating me to get me to do things your way, as opposed to I was supposed to be helping you. Y'all see the point? So he's showing you all, we've been going through it. But these are all the things that there was a law that was supposed to, that even the king was supposed to operate under from the beginning. Like you said, even getting to crisis time, there was still an expectation of the Pharisees. Just not might be the leaders, but even Christ was able to say, y'all still are supposed to live to a standard. This was supposed to have been, but this is a part of our character as a people. It started. So it's from the head. This is how the king is. It's like the scripture says, as the head is, so is office. As the king, now all of the people are following the actions of this king or the rulership, the rulership of this king, right? Go ahead, read on. He said, in this kingdom, he said, you weren't supposed to shed innocent blood. You weren't supposed to do violence to the widow. You weren't supposed to do violence to the stranger, to the fatherless. You weren't supposed to do them wrong. That was the law that was ordained then. Read verse 4. So if you do what? What was the thing that we would do if I wronged them or if I did violence? The Bible says, God unto them, if I do these things, go ahead.
Then shall their entire years and his house be built upon them.
He said, that's why as a nation, we're getting to, he said, if you do these things, he said, then shall there enter in by the gate of this house kings. You're going to be replaced. To a point, as king after king got replaced, all of a sudden a nation came in and replaced. Now we were ruled by the Persian Media Empire. We're going to be a ruler. Being ruled by the Greek Empire. We were ruled by the Roman Empire. We are ruled by America because we still have that same idea, that capitalism. We're not in that mind frame where we're looking out for our people. We're in that mind frame where because he's weaker, or this person is less inferior, or this person is new to our custom and ways, because that would be the strange of something. A stranger is somebody who came into the country, but they're new to your philosophy. They're new to that, your direction. They're new to your teaching. I don't know any of them. So basically, I got to go off of what you tell me. I probably can't even read the language. I don't understand your laws. So whatever you tell me, that's kind of what I got to go off of. So I come in wanting to learn that, and you defraud me. You take advantage of the fact that there is none. I don't know. I'm a stranger. Or I don't have a father, so there's no one to defend me. So you take advantage of that. These are all the things the father said. If you do them, someone's going to come in and take your place. Someone's going to come and sit in your seat. No, please, Doc. Nice. Okay. I didn't cut you off, but I just to tie it, are you telling me that if I bearing hatred to my neighbor and doing wrong, that is would be considered, or is it injurious practices? Mm-hmm. That's pride?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Bearing hatred to that neighbor for every wrong. So for
everything he does wrong, I'm ready to, I'm going to attack everything he does. That would be my pride.
Wow. So
to another nation. Right. Yes. We were in verse 4. Yeah.
So now I'm not saying you know Spanish, right? But you bought them up,
you pulled a scripture out, and that, I don't know if you remember this one, but the scripture was based about the fact of we give little, but then we'll give little, but we'll try, but we require a lot. Like, it'll be like, I gave this person a car, but now I require a life of servitude because I gave you that. I remember in the class, we brought that out in the class. get that real quick. It might be. I'm right here. I'm right on you, man. Hang on. Chapter 1, verse 6. It says, you have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough to drink.
Is it someone
else? It was talking about the leaders. It was talking about the leaders of Israel, the kings of Israel, how they were giving a little, but you expected. I can't remember. I remember the class. I remember the, we talked about it, but I don't remember what class or what that was, but it was a lot, the scripture was along that line. Yes. That might have been it, because we're looking at the fact that history is repeating itself. I guess what we're showing from Jeremiah, from Ecclesiastes, you know what I'm saying? We're reading how this has been a pattern with our peoples, especially when we get in those seats of leadership. We believe that in a seat of leadership, I'm above the law. And the Father's sitting there showing, no, I started with the leadership. It was supposed to have been passed down as a king. If I took that position, there was an oath that I took with the Father, and this is the oath that I took. It started here. If you're going to lead, this is expected of you in that position of leadership. Please. All right. Gotcha.
It's often
Come on, man. Yes. Oh, wait, I got to say this. You read that top again. You said a gift. You said something. Read that real quick. He said, I sacrifice of a thing wrongfully gotten. Something wrongfully gotten could have been something he's in a leadership position. I could have said, hey, well, if you come into the camp, so I can give you this. So you can have this. You can have this. I'm telling you, you can have the Most High. I'm not telling you that I can show you how to make it to the kingdom. What I'm telling you is, see, if you come here, you're going to be doing the work of the Most High. You're going to get a car. You'll get a house. You'll get ribs. All these things are now promised. And how do I know that's the mindset? Because all these servants and people and young that come in, what's the expectation? I'm going to have a house. I'm going to have a car. I'm going to have a rib. I'm going to have some land. I'm going to have some money in my pocket. I can come in and be a business owner and all these different things. And ain't nobody looking for the kingdom. And nobody doing it for us said, no, I'm going to teach you how to live right in the eyes of the Most High. So that when you learn to follow the law, statutes, and commandments of the Father, guess what you get? You get a seat in the kingdom. Like the Father said, in my house, there are many mansions. I should be telling you, I'm showing you what you need to do to get to the point of getting one of those. But that would start by me showing you how to do right, how to do the right things to please the Father, because the next verse is going to go into that.
Done.
Yes. Did I do this for you? Right. God, that's it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. My brother, I gave you a car. Now, you don't want to lock in, guess what I'm going to do? We're going to take that car from you. I gave you a home. You may be with the brother's house, but if you don't want to lock in, you got to be out in a week. What was morally right about that? Nothing. That's politics. That's intimidation. You need to fight your battles. The Most High bless you. Right. I'm laughing on that point because we're really seeing how the Father is looking at this right now. You know what it takes me back to? You remember them old 70 movies, man, where niggas want to go out in the street, like the bigger movie, right? He want to go out in the street and he want to be a man. But he don't want to come in. He don't want to work, go to school, work, get a job and do it honestly. He want to sell dope, buy the shoes, look the part, and get out of here and then try to bring this money home like mom is going, I'm paying bills. And she like, I don't want that blood money in my house. I don't want that blood money. I know what you did to get that money, get that out of my house. Or that movie, Jada Pickett, man, there was a Galveston. What's that movie? There you go. The one that it was one of the movies she was in anyway. But it was, the dude was bank robbing. Stealing, selling dope, everything else. He came on Sunday, cooked his big Sunday dinner. Mom came in. He a slave and stole the whole time. She thought, throw this shit in the trash. She threw it in the trash. She threw the roast he made in the trash. She threw the salad. She thought, throw it away. You're like, what you doing? I spent $100 on that. She said, I don't want this right here. To me, is ridiculous. I don't want to eat from where you got this from. Because I know how you got the money. So you look at the Most High look at it the same way. So all the sacrifices you're making, the Most High like, that's just ridiculous because I know how you got it. I know the people you stepped on to get them. I know that the people you destroyed to get them. So that sacrifice is, he said, this is an abomination, man.
You're not the spirit.
Nope.
You're not the Most High. That I don't give the example of me taking care of my family, but you take care of your family. Why aren't you thinking about the camp?
Right.
Why aren't you thinking about the bigger picture? Why aren't you thinking about Lord of all? So, Rina says, he has sacrificed for the thing wrongly got. His offering is ridiculous. And the gifts of unjust men are not accepted. The Most High is not pleased with the offerings of the wicked. Neither is he pacified for sin by the multitude of sacrifices. Look how much I keep doing. Look at how I'm going. All I need is nothing be. Whoso bringeth the offering of the goods of the poor, yourself and the money to the Son before his father's eyes.
Wow. damn right. He said, because you gave the offering of the poor. I mean, it was their work. But you're not trying to present it like it was you. They dedication and hard work was there, but you come back and say, oh, see, I use wisdom. No, then when Esau doing this today, Jacob's out there building his buildings and everything else. We are in captivity, building buildings, and who's taking the credit?
The Hilton.
The Hilton family got their name on it, and they broke one piece of brick. They ain't cleared nothing. They didn't do none of the work, but took credit for it. The Egyptians didn't build a pyramid. They just took credit for it. So the Most High looked at it the same way we do with a poor man's offering. I'll take credit for his offering. Right.
Look how my dad looks in the eyes of everybody else. And this, but this one's righteous. This is supposed to be fat. This is supposed to be true. This is supposed to be Israel.
Right.
But whoso, I'm not reading the first one to get to the 21. But you anything?
No, keep going.
The breath of the knees is their life. He has to promise him their love and their blood.
Wow.
He didn't take away anything from living, slave him. And he that deprived the labor of his time is a blessing. But one villain, and let me put it down, or who could have been home for late? But one prayer, and another person, who's blessed the Lord here? So I'm going to go back to Jeremiah 22. Brother, I'm going to do this time.
Yep.
He's keeping off on letting you down.
Right. No. No, we in the spirit. We there, right? We there, man. Nah, we there.
Go back to Jeremiah 22, verse 4.
Right. I was in 4.
Yes. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 4. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter the invite the gates of this house. He, sitting upon the throne of David.
He said, other kings are going to sit on the throne of David. That's what he told them. And he said, and we just read, nations will sit on the throne of David. They're going to ride in David's chariots. They're going to be in this kingdom riding in chariots. Read on.
And on horses.
Go ahead.
He and his servants. And his
people. He said he and his servants and his people. That's why Esau is ruling in our kingdom right now, driving his luxury cars, him, his servants, and his people live in our land today because we did the same thing then. We didn't take care of our people. This was what was ordained by the Most High. We verse 5.
But if he will not do these words, I swear by myself.
He said, "This the Most High." I swear by myself. This don't happen. This is Deuteronomy 28 breakdown. This is helping to put together why, as a nation, we ended up in captivity. Because the Most High watched generation to generation, king after king after king, do the same shit, defraud, do wrong, shed blood, end up being an opportunist. You did wrong to the stranger. Being a newcomer, somebody that didn't know, somebody who just figured it out, just kind of learning what this is about, and you defraud them. That's the time you think about, that's the person that will come into your land, they're eager, they're happy to be there, they're the most, they're the most, I would say, vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just, my eyes are naive. Good word. My eyes are wide open, man. My nose is wide open. And you pulled a snake move. You wronged me. Right. Oh, man. He invited me to sit at his table. Yeah. God. Yeah, or even the fatherless for something. Like you just pointing out, even the fact that this young boy or this young girl, I'm defenseless. I don't have a parent. These are when you have your parents. Even to this day, when things go down, that's what we still can go do. I think and pop in home, regroup, because my mother and father's right there. But to not have a father, what don't I have? I have no protection. I have nowhere to regroup. So I just got to put up and deal with whatever you put me through, because if I don't, there is no other alternative for me. Now come home.
Right.
Come.
Right.
Duress will be all of it. Right.
They'll give a person confess to something that they really didn't do.
Right.
And they have people that were being locked up for 35 years, 25 years, 15 years. A resident, 15 years. And getting 35 years. But for somebody finally defending you and showing you it wasn't you. There's no way you did it. But you depend that it's just the authority of this person, and you can't say anything. You can't do anything because this person's the authority. You don't submit to what they're saying. You don't submit to what they're doing. This will be more severe consequences. And one of the things that is a pendulum. And again, he's trying to show us this is how enemies operate. And when we operate this way, we may have some enemies across the world. But this is how an enemy operates. And this is one of the, it's funny because again, the scripture says we talk to wicked ones always.
We taught capitalism. How to capitalize.
We taught how to tune in, how to, because even David did, what did David do with life?
Yep.
I'm trying to give you this gift. I've been banging your woman this whole time. But you go ahead and down, she's drunk, she's feeling good. Yeah, I'm saying, you know, you might find my husband, I'm going to say, and I'm a marvelous. And you know what? Go back. You know, I'm going to say, but then you need, let's see the doors and keep you. He's really my friend. He's supposed to understand the gift I'm giving him. The charity I'm showing, the mercy I'm showing, those people's moments of it now, 9 months later, it wasn't me. But he didn't do that. Right? He didn't do that. When you have why? He could get it twice. He has to put his plan on that food. You know what? Have a good kid. Have let them beat him out. Then jump in. Put him in the hardest part.
Yep, and then pull back.
As my revenge is he not committed to my plan. I'm going to put it in the hardest part of the family. Then I'm going to go back. Then he died. I hope you
gonna marry his, I'm gonna bring seed in his name. Shed innocent blood, wronged. Thank you. Come. Nope. Yeah, man. The nation about the Most High. Cut off the nations and the Most High destroyed them because the Most High, they're wicked. But the Most High, like, I destroyed you because you was wicked.
The only person he gave us that he didn't give the first time to us.
So,
then we might develop a conscience. Then we might get a conscience. The others didn't think that nobody died for them, but then we get a conscience. That's the only reason why the Most High than the nation of Israel. The other thing for you to talk to is, I made y'all be my master. I made y'all be my master. Christ's own. Go get him.
Come on, guys.
Because if I'm not, I can't run. I already told Abraham I'm going to take you out the way that they see you.
Yep.
They're dead already, so if I can pull Abraham back, I see him or take him back and restart. That's a war that we were in. No, he can let me do it. I got it in this time. I'm going to let
you my work. And I like what we're getting to. We're showing that. But in this, just like the Most High gave his word to them, we're reading where the Father's like, I told you what to do. Now, if you don't do it, I'm swearing by myself. It's like, if you get no more, I swear to God. You say, I'm swearing to me. I swear to me, if you don't do this, I swear to me, this is going to happen to you. It's been the, like I was doing that prayer to walk in, like, let me come, and this is what you're doing. Let me find out this what you're doing, it's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
This ain't going to go good for you. You ain't going to win this one. So we read this. This has been happening, and this is the repercussion of these type of actions and how we deal with each other, right? Read that. Read the Bible again.
But if you will not give these words.
He said, he ain't in the Bible. He is in the law. How I told y'all to act, how I told y'all to treat your people, your servants, the people under you, the strangers, the widows, how I told you to do it. He said, if you don't listen to these words, read.
I swear by myself.
He said, I swear to God. I swear by myself. Read.
The Lord.
Go ahead.
That shall
he said, this house, I'm going to empty this house. Everybody is going to leave. Everybody is going to be cut off or be destroyed. He said, Marcus, like I said, I swear by me. I'm giving you my oath. Let this be going on, and this is going to be the repercussion of the way you treat people. I'm emptying. Read on.
For thus says the Lord, unto the king's house of Judah. He said,
unto the king's house. Ain't nobody there. Everybody feeling
sadness.
Yeah. This ain't no joke, man. He said, I I swear. He said, I swear by me. This was going to happen. It is bad. Verse 6 says, thou art Gideon unto me, or Gideon unto me, right? And the head of Lebanon. I give you the utmost respect. I got the utmost love for you. You're something that's beautiful to me.
Gilead was
Wow. Come on, man.
So Gilead, that's the Gilead represented. That's where you went down all the best herbs.
Wow.
That's where Dr. Sage, Dr. Jones, the Moon Brothers, I think he's
there. Right. he said, but that's how the Most High looked at us.
Right.
Like you said about his seed. I got the utmost love and respect for you. I'll do anything for you. I'll bring you to excellent health because that's how I look at you. Look at you. Oh, yes, Right.
The people that was
There you go. Exactly. And you look at more and more, we're looking at from this time, it says that I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited. That means Iran, the people left. You had more and more, even the most I had it, the most I had them leaving. I was doing it. I caused this person's life to get harder so they would leave. I'm starting to do, okay, I made this person leave. Now you're going to 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 leave. And you can't, because the most I'm still looking at one thing. What hasn't changed from then to now? The wrongdoing, the bloodshed, the father that's not taken care of, the you know what I'm saying? If these things aren't done, because these things to the father was how righteous, in righteousness, we were supposed to be dealing with the people of that city. If I've been an opportunist, I'm only teaching the next man how to be an opportunist. I'm not teaching the next man to look out for his brother. I'm teaching the next man that it's wisdom for me to think, for me to become a priest, become a teacher. Now, you come in, I'm going to use you. Not help you, but I'm going to use you. Once I'm grown, I can do what I feel. What I want to feel, yes. I get the big house. I'm only taking the social justice office, so I can tell them what to do. That's it. We're looking at this, but that is the cancer that's been passed down. It has the father said, this is not a new thing. Skip says, nothing new under the sun. He was in lying about it. This is not a new thing. It's the same old pattern, and this the same repercussion. The same action is happening. We're doing the same thing, and the Most High is making the exact same thing happen that he said was going to happen. Because I swore by this. You do that, I'm going to make it desolate. When I make it, after I make it desolate, verse 7 says, and I will prepare destroyers against thee. Everyone with his weapons. So now all of a sudden, the government's coming after us. So all of a sudden, now I'm getting sued. So all of a sudden, all these things is happening because that is the weapon of today. All of a sudden, where we were protected from all, come on, man. We were protected from all this stuff.
But reading now, why is that?
Right.
That the reason me and my family are going through this is because we don't see the Most High. That's why this is happening to me from that. That we don't see the Most High. That Most High is pissed. Most of the day, in fact, you kind of want this. Most of the chastisement is going to be that right from that, ISS. Now, we get suspended in school. In school suspension. Because what it boils down to, okay. What it boils down to is that was right in her head, that she defended herself, defended this other person, because this person was being controlled. But if I want to make the exact same thing, for the life of her, she cannot see how that, why she's being troubled. She cannot see why she should be,
ethical suspension.
Ethical suspension. That, in her eyes, she was doing right. Why this way? They come in out of the shoulder. No. If it's wrong for the next person to do it, that means it's just wrong for you to do it.
Right.
But that's where it's in my house. Because of me, that I'm not going to say, that this man might be bad. These scriptures are all so, and it's with sport. It's just happening in my house with me. Because I'm not keeping the most out of justice. I'm not looking at things with the most out of justice. And because I'm doing this, this is why this spirit is in my house. This is why this spirit is going through my house. Because the most high is trying to show me. This is what all Israel is coming from.
Yeah.
It's never, it's good always be a victim. It's not my fault. They did this, they did that, he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that. That's why it's not me. But the Most High, he's running by himself, is trying to show us, each and every one of us, he's trying to show the truth about what you're getting in trouble. When you get the truth that's about being Israel, I'm in truth. I'm in truth. Everybody just want to raise your hand. But then do you realize that being Israel is not God's seed?
Yeah.
Arrogant, filthy, polluted, stubborn, opinionated, arrogant, prideful, arrogant. This is who you are. Yeah, now, I chose to be something else. But this is the truth of that. Let me put this mirror in front of you. If the scripture says you can see you, ain't nobody trying to do that. I want to see, tell me how other people are.
Okay.
Other people are. Tell me how I need to trust them. And I need to show them they need to hear about it. I need to show them that they are spirit. But to have to look and actually be certain on ourselves, have to put the shit out of ourselves, I'm not trying to do that. That hurts. That in my pride, I don't think I'm doing it so bad. In my judgment, the way I see it, I'm not really doing wrong.
Right.
Not like I see other people wrong. Other people wrong. Just like the Pharisees, the sinners, going to the cell. Pharisees trying to put on all the bad in the sinner's room. They're trying to put on all these good. Fast twice a day, or fast twice in a week. You tie it off my hands. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And at least I'm not like, hey. I feel like, all I know, I'm messed up with you. The person would now feel more justified, like, hey, I'm really on some level. I'm really doing something. But as soon as you repent, most likely when you repent, you know you have done. You know you're off. And then you're taking steps to correct your off.
Right.
As opposed to, you think it's about, let me keep pointing out everybody else's off.
Yeah.
Let me keep pointing out everybody else's faults and or what have you. And I think that God is on my side.
God.
I think the Father is with me and he's not. And that's why I said, what is that this would be destitute? It said, this is why. Yeah, I have huge ass arrows, which is like whatever. Is it full of bad
Wow. So the most of South, this one, this is what I'm, can I read this real quick? On that one, it says, It says, this is verse 8, and many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say, every man to his neighbor, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this great city? It says, then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord, their power, and worshiped other gods and served them. You start making this your opinion rather than that covenant between you and the Father. And from the jump, the Father was expecting the people to be dealt with rightly. I forsook the city. I turned my back. I became not a friend to that city because of what they was doing. To the point everybody was able to see, man, the Most High ain't with them. This how it's crumbling. The Most High, it was evident to everybody else, man. They had to have seen Meshava. They had to have seen Gilead. They had to have seen a healthy city that was thriving. They had the cedars of Lebanon. They had to have seen all of that to come back now and be like, damn, what happened? It went from there. It went from this all the way down to this. Yeah, he bit the ghetto, man. He's like, the Most High definitely. But the Most High lets you know when he's not with you. You end up going from, we read me. You went from the top to nothing as a city because of your actions, because of, you're not seeing that. You are shedding innocent blood. You are not protecting the ones that should be protected. You, since you ain't doing it, right, and the most, you know, it's crazy. Even in this, the Most High merciful, because in your, if you was humble, you'd be listening to this and be like, "Damn, okay, I'm watching the Father tell you, Jeremiah was telling this is what's going to happen to y'all. This way it's going to, because look how you're dealing with the people in the city. I'm showing you, but in your pride, you want to keep doing it this way. No problem. This is what the Father says he's going to do." I'm going to make it desolate.
Yeah.
Go. They don't want to lock in.
I don't know why I ain't got a friend, but they wrong.
God.
I don't know why I'm not really talking to them. You know what? The reason I'm not being a friend is how much money? Because they all. If they would just see my friend, I can have some friends like them. Yep. And we can grow. But if they don't see my way, this is why, if they fall, I'm some of this, and they fall, I have no friends. I'm reverse 10. Okay, this is what I do. This got me proclaiming. I swear on myself. This is the last. This is the same. He says, we see not for the dead. Need the morning. Need the morning. And we've sworn for him that goeth away. For he shall return no more, nor see his native country. And he is me.
Come.
And you know, some of the times when it's
that's why all of them grouping together. And you know what the most like? It is it. And they don't get kicked out of there. And kicked out. You keep. You know what the problem is? You keep trying to run instead of fix. You know what I'm saying? If the Most High, like, listen, even if peace, I tell you though. The way you reverse this is hearken to my words. Do now what you're supposed to be doing, and I will make you healthy again. Because that's where you started. That's what you are to me. But you can't run. You can't. It's like, it's almost like you mucked this shit, did this, tore this down. You destroyed this. Then you're going to do this. I'm going to destroy it and try to leave. The Most High like, nope. you're going to, when you think you lead him, you're going to feel it. Because now you think about the home of the castle, the home of the king is only protected by the people. It's only strengthened by the people. It's only fed by the people. If you destroy the people, then there's no one to feed you. There's no one to protect you. At that point, you are exposed. You have nothing without the people. That's the thing the Most High showing that was important to him. Was how we dealt with each other. That's what I cared about. How did you take care of them? If I put them in your protection, I mean, if I put them in your under your control, it was for you not to get caught up in your will or caught up in the glamour and all the shit you were into, and it was about them. Understanding that, you know, you only got there because of them, but now you won't even make sure that they're taken care of. And that was the one thing the father was. This is one of the things he was like, you know what? There ain't no getting around this one. You better do this. Because if you don't do this, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to empty your house. I'm going to make it desolate. I'm going to strip everything from you because you don't understand that you're not doing this. You can't run from this one. You can't use your clout to run. I'm going to use my rank and my clout, and I'm the priest and this, that. I'm going to run over here. You're going to run over here by yourself. That's all that's happened. I'm running to a different state or a different country, and I'm going to use my clout to make them take care of me. We got to take care of the priest. We got to take care of the priest. I'm also like, you know what? I'm going to attack those people. I'm going to attack them. I'm going to attack the ones that take care of you. I'm going to get rid of them. I'm like, them leave. Because I am bringing this to desolation. Whether you like it or not, this is happening to it because you don't understand that this is what you're doing against me. Go to Ezekiel real fast now, right? Ezekiel chapter 6. Ezekiel chapter 6. Oh, man. 6 and 1.
Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel, and prophesy against
them. He told Ezekiel, set your face toward this. This is what you're going to prophesy against Israel. You're going to tell them what they're doing wrong. I'm prophesying against you. Like you stand up in the street corners and prophesy against the white man. He was the prophet back then, prophesying against us. Go ahead.
Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. And say, ye mountains of Israel.
He's talking about the mountains of the leadership, like we do today. We ain't sitting here going at the puny people in the damn city. We ain't doing that. Every brother that's in here speaking is going against the government, prophesying against this wicked society. So back then, Ezekiel was doing the same thing. Was prophesying against a wicked society. If the city was off, I'm prophesying against that. If you're doing what's going against the Father, it's being known. You're prophesying against what you're doing against the Father. Because the Most High said to do that. Read on.
Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys. Behold, I will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places.
Go ahead.
And your altars shall be desolate.
Read on.
And your images shall be broken.
Everything that all the things you think you pride yourself on, the only thing we should have been focused on priding ourselves is being right in the eyes of the Most High. Not trying to pride myself on, man, we built this big old school. And we went out and we built great kingdom, mighty armies.
Yeah.
We said, look at the temple that we built. Look at the Look at the homes. Look at what we've done. Look at what we've accomplished. The Most High said, I was going to bring the sword upon you. I will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. So that thing you pride yourself on, I will destroy that. The thing you think you don't went out and accomplished, I'm going to destroy it. Go ahead.
And your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken.
Read it.
And I will cast down your slain men before your idols.
Go, before your what?
Before your idols.
Read.
And I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols.
Read.
Round about your altars.
Go ahead.
And all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste.
So look at what the Father was doing. He said, when we didn't now do what was expected of us, we didn't keep the covenant and do what was expected of us. And we read in Jeremiah, what was expected of us? The mountains, the leadership, it was expected of you to do what? Take care of the people. That was the expectation. I put you in that position to take care of the nation, to take care of the ones that couldn't take care of themselves. No wrong. Do right by the stranger that's coming in, man, and learning your ways. Right. That was what this had been supposed to have been about. Supposed to have been about developing and building our nation, not becoming opportunists of our nation. I'm not supposed to bring you in so you can now build me, and then I'm supposed to now use that use. Well, you building me is build the nation. No. Because if that was the case, then everybody would be coming up. It wouldn't be, well, you ain't using wisdom. There's something you must be doing that the Most High is blessing you. That the Most High don't, we always say this one thing. The Most High don't deal with individuals, right? He deal with us as a nation. So as a nation, if the Most High was governing righteousness as a nation, I was governing the fact that everyone was developing and growing as a nation. If you're sitting down in there, if you do what I'm doing, and we're all sitting down in this Bible, learning how to serve the Most High, then my obligation is about your development. That would be my complete obligation. That would be the only thing that would be important, is if you're developing in righteousness. If you ain't doing it right, then I ain't doing my job. How the hell can I be growing, but you ain't growing? Then I'm not doing my job. I'm not, there's no investment into you, and the Father is against that. Go ahead.
Verse six. In all your dwelling places, the city shall be laid waste.
Three.
And the high places shall be desolate.
Go ahead.
That your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and seized. And your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished.
Did you? I like reading this out because poor people don't have this in their outside. They don't have that. Most individuals that's coming in, they don't got altars and great statues and things that are of worth and value. They're idolizing. They're idolizing you. They're idolizing the king. They're idolizing the rich. They're idolizing the ones that have.
I'm just going to go.
He taught me in Latin,
right out,
that this was the following part of the council, as he said, as we follow Christ. That's what we're supposed to follow.
Come.
So that others can follow us in that. But right now, what he's saying is, in our personal relations, we have leaders, leadership, I have leaders and leaders to do, they ain't got nothing to do with the most high. With the most high, no type of world, no type of acknowledgement.
Church, we had a plush carpet, we got our jet, but we've been in here doing the work of the Father. We've been sacrificing. The Father, like, that offering is ridiculous. I didn't.
It was
my kids been with this long, they at least know Christ is black and we're the Jews. But they don't follow us because whatever we're doing, this don't be about the Most High. They don't make our life about the Most High. It's been about our own opinions and ideas because they got their own opinions and ideas and thoughts the whole nine. They like, man, hold on. You out there, you going away from the Most High. Well, who taught me to go away from the Most High? I've been watching you do whatever you want to do. I've been watching you day in, day out. You ain't reading the Bible. You ain't following the Bible. You're doing what you want to do. So if you call that righteousness, then I pick the cigarette up and everything else. How you gonna call this not righteous? But what you're doing is righteous, but what I'm doing ain't righteous. That's all we've been teaching. That's been our pattern. And the Most High keep making it desolate. It says, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. You look at abolished, right? He said, your works are going to be abolished. I'm going to cut them. This is why I'm talking to the mountains, the valleys and the hills. Everything y'all doing, I'm getting rid of your works. All your images, all those things that people look at to remember what you've done, to remember, I'm getting rid of all of them. Those images are going to be abolished.
Destroyed.
Yep. and your works may be destroyed. It's going to be destroyed. It's funny. I can talk about that. Me and you had a conversation, man. We was talking about, the scripture said no foundation can be laid that which is.
Right.
We don't build on the foundation. That's the Bible, right? You know, we build the walls, the framing, and everything else, right? Well, something ain't built right. You know what we got to do? Is keep trying to patch. We don't want to change the frame of how something was built. What we want to do is we want to patch the crack. So there's a crack in the dam, in the wall. But it may not, the problem may not be the plaster. The problem is in the framing. The problem is in the way it was built. I built on this foundation, but I didn't build right on this foundation. So I got the right house. What I can do is tear down. You have to now start over foundation, because that's the one thing that can never be changed is the foundation. It says no foundation can be laid than that which is already laid. The Bible is the right foundation. Problem ain't the scriptures, because we all got the same book. It's how the hell you build the house. How the hell you got one by
the wall?
Yeah.
Come. They're trying to set their own foundation. So that's the problem. No, I'm saying the reason their house is messed up is because they're trying to set their own foundation.
Well, they're trying to frame it. They're trying to
frame it.
Right.
That's one thing. They're trying to frame some other stuff. And why it has to do it.
Come. Right.
Why you build your house with gold, silver, preservation.
That's it.
But now, are we taking to teach the spirit to understand what Christ laid down?
Yes.
To build our vision. Because the foundation can't change.
Nope.
Like, the foundation for this house is set.
It's there.
We're coming up everything now. I mean, every wall we can knock down, but the foundation is still there, and now we can build whatever.
Come.
We want to build a parking lot. Why can we still build a parking lot?
We can still build this foundation.
Because the foundation is there.
Yes.
Are we building on top of the foundation?
Right.
How are we building on top of the foundation?
Come.
And a lot of us, we ain't building on top. We're not building our building to make Christ. That's what I'll say like this. Even Moses was told, make sure you build the temple the way you saw it.
Wow. Come.
That's how you make sure
you So we read the foundation. Right now we read the foundation, but what's happening is, this is you read the foundation, then you look at the way the house is built, and you're like, wait a minute. This house don't fit. The way this house is being built, the framing, the way this shit's built, foundation. Now you're trying to add a deck where there ain't no foundation there. You're trying to make it go like this. You want a big-ass point. It don't fit on the foundation. You only can build one way on this foundation. We tear this all down, this foundation is still built one way. You ain't going to change that.
In my words, it's he that builds the house right.
On a rock.
On a rock.
Yep.
He says that when the wind came, the stress popped. Every hand, while this house is dead, he puts the foundation. And he explained what the foundation was. You're building your house on my word.
Right.
You're building your house without telling you to build it. He says, if you don't listen to my word and you build a house, the foundation.
Yeah, that's right. And he said, and great was the fall of it.
Huh.
He said, he didn't beat up the house for the sand. He said, the rains came, the winds blew, and beat up on that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. It don't.
There's going to be a test.
Yep.
Okay. Your house is going to be blown up. There's no getting around
it. And the foundation, if you build, if you're reading, and you pattern your, what you're building according to the Bible, you ain't got to worry. It's going to stand. It'll be there. It'll endure the test of time. But if you built, and all of a sudden you're looking at this and you're seeing my house is falling. This is falling. The Most I'm showing you, it ain't falling because the people is wicked. It's falling because it's built wrong. The problem ain't that. The people would be equivalent to the cabinets, the sheetrock, the chandeliers, but the things that beautify the house. But the ideas, the philosophy, that would be what this house is framed on. It was supposed to be molded. Your ideas, the philosophy, everything else is supposed to be molded on the foundation of the Bible. So, exactly. So when you start doing this, there's a crack in the ceiling. That the people and the way they operate and build starts showing you the flaws in your city or the flaws in what you built. But you don't attack. You keep trying to patch that, and all of a sudden you look, notice it, that crack there. Then there's a crack there. Then there's a crack there. Then there's a crack over here. And you're like, wait a minute. There's something wrong with my house. There's something wrong internally with stuff. Not the foundation, because the foundation has stood the test of time. It's never been the foundation. We've been consistently trying to do things contrary to the way we were told to do it. So that, the foundation is flawless. The problem with the foundation, the problem is the framing, the philosophy got termites, man. The philosophy has flaws. It wasn't built strong. So you got this old, these old boards that break. You got, you know, you got your two inch centers,
right.
And now you put the sheetrock up and half them screws didn't go in. But all you did was just you steady painting and putting sheetrock instead of going in and say, hold on, we gotta make this wall more solid. What do you mean? Well, the sheetrock ain't got nothing to hold on to.
Right.
I'm pushing the nails in, but they ain't catching onto the framing. Well, you know what God is talking, you know what we're going to do? Then, brother, we got time for it. You'll put some float on it. Okay? You'll float it and paint it. And guess what will happen? That board, that sheetrock starts doing this. It starts, well, over this little time, it starts bubbling out. Falling over. So somebody else will come in and say, man, what's with this wall? I don't know, man. We floated it, painted it, and it just keep doing that. So you know what the framer will do?
Yeah,
right. I take the sheet right. Let me find what the problem is. Let me go into the wall and find out what the problem is. I can't keep blaming it on the sheetrock. The sheetrock ain't got nothing to hold on to. So I got to go back in there to center. Let's go put the boards in there so the sheetrock got something to hold on to. Now we're building a more solid house. You understand? We're building a more solid house now. Exactly. But we built it solid because we caught the problem before. You don't do this. You don't do this. We actually doing it. Hey. and that has been the philosophy of Israel for a long time. Men that weren't ready, just throw them up. Make him a leader. Do this. He wasn't ready. He missed a lot of his training. We're going to throw him up there. Because he has good qualities. So instead of developing him with the book, I just took the fact that he had this good quality, and that was good enough to use as the strength of the house he built. And then you're mad at him because, damn, now he can't hold this. He don't hold that. Well, he couldn't hold it, but he wasn't built that way. He didn't get developed to be able to hold that. So we look at all this, man, we have been looking at all the things we haven't been taught. And because we ain't taught, Because we didn't show what's important to the Father, and we was in Ecclesiastes where he talked about pleasing the Father.
Yeah.
But because we haven't been shown what pleases the Father, he sit back and say, you know what? Then, because you won't build up that fatherless. You won't strengthen. You won't welcome in the stranger. Build him up. You won't be a father to the fatherless. You won't be a husband to the widow. Because you ain't about the development and the protection of the people. I'm going to make them leave. They don't keep leaving. I'm going to make this city desolate. Friendless. Come on. You're going to have no ally. You got no one to help you. The problem ain't with the people. The problem with is with how it's built. The philosophy that this house is built on. It ain't the foundation, because the foundation is the word. Now, whatever, however you, or I'm going to put out philosophy, but the interpretation, better word. I took the Bible, and how I wanted to interpret it is what I used to build this house. And when I saw seeing flaws in the structure, the strength of the house, is because my interpretation wasn't what I was reading. You put that wall up. You put the wall up. And to you, it looked sturdy. It looked strong. 100%. Hey, the blueprint said, the instructions said, hey, make those boards strong because they're going to carry a lot of weight. So make them strong. Don't get some one by ones. You need some two by for what you're trying to build. Matter of fact, somehow you may need some steel beams for where the Most High is taking this, for what he's going to build. You can't put a one by one in there and think that it's going to hold it. It may be strong to you, but when that weight get on it after that pressure, it's going to fall. You know what I'm saying? So you look at it, you look at all of it, the Most High is like, just like, the fault is not in individuals. I'm attacking this city. I'm attacking the way it's built, the philosophy that's behind. That's what I'm attacking. You got to go in or something. It's going to fall. Now, can we rebuild this now? Yes. If the foundation is there, we can keep rebuilding all day long. Because that's what humility is. For what I was building, when I started building, I thought that man had been strong enough. Then I found out, no. What the Most High is doing and requiring the building, the way I've done it, just ain't strong enough. No problem. Tear it down so you can now build it, build on this foundation the right way. Build on this gold, something that's going to stand the test of time. We're supposed to be building so that the next generation will have, and the next generation will have. But if the only thing I'm doing is building for me and what I have now, when I die, there's nothing to pass on to the next generation. There's nothing to pass on to the generation after that. Because I didn't build that. All I was focused on was me. My lifetime. Oh. Man, we watching generation of kids that got Hebrew names in the world. They turn it in. They don't want to be called a Hebrew name. They create Jake nicknames. I don't want to be a teacher of the Bible. I don't want to be an Israelite or a leader that's going to lead my people to righteousness in Christ. I don't want that. I just want a college degree. I just want a good job so I can pay my bills in this lifetime. All that we're doing, all we're doing is teaching them to live as long as you can live and then die. That's all we're teaching. We're not building anything to pass on. That's been our MO. That's been our MO. Read on, where we at? Yeah, read that. Okay.
Matthew chapter 7 of mine, the Jewish.
Read that again.
Therefore, whosoever hears these things of mine and doeth
them. It's the foundation, right? Go ahead.
I will liken him unto a wise man.
To a what?
Unto a wise man.
So we're showing you we don't have no wisdom if I'm not taking the things that are being said to me and use them and listening to them and following them. That's true. Yes. What I would do, if I was in that situation, this what I would do. That's all we could do. We wouldn't be in these situations if we stopped trying to give what I would do and give them what the Most High said. Well, the Bible says this, and the Scripture say this. The Bible says this, the Scripture say this. That's supposed to be the foundation that's coming out of your mouth. Read on. It'll be rejected.
I'm talking about all of them, but he didn't let me go all of them because he put around some electricity prices. mentor and advice to.
Yep.
It wasn't pleasant stuff, but maybe he's not tough to. I think that issue with concrete all running a good 2 foot of straight this concrete. Yes, it's hard. There's no getting that out. I don't think the ball up like that. I did my job. But hold up. Now we have a jackhammer to follow along and for him. If he has to get his electrical running from where he's running from to the foundation from a good wall, then when he turns the lights on, the rest of the work needs to run for that.
But
we ain't running together. Everybody's teaching hard. And if everybody works together, this is the
You got to tell it's good. You know this, Shaba? Better word said, it's unlivable. Can't nobody live in it. Yeah.
It might pass temporarily. But only
time? Yeah, you can't use it. It's like, it's like I said, it becomes desperate. You can't live. I just thought about the PVC pipe or the plumbing. If it had angle pump because the guy rushed and it stopped up, that house could be beautiful, but you can't stand the smell in there.
Right.
You're like, man, there's food from the garbage disposal. That shit didn't drain. That's all back there. You smell it all the way up the pipe, the clean out.
Everything is all stuck there because you didn't make sure the grade was proper. There is no pump. There's no pump in the toilet.
God,
to pump all that is gravity. That's what it is. It's gravity. When you flush the toilet, it's gravity ready the water from the vacuum tank into the bowl.
On out.
Gravity is pushing in the cow to go down.
Done.
Down where you have to go out to, and you push out the street.
Done.
That's all that. There's no water pump. There's no special pump. There's none of that.
Right.
It's all gravity. If you don't get tested, you don't think that right.
You're going to start seeing it sink. And you start looking at, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this roof. And all of a sudden, you'll keep ignoring it. It'll be all right. Just put the sheetrock up there. You need to get fresh coat of paint. It'll be all
right. I had to put some tinted walls. As a tinted wall, it was important to the casino. Part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew. I mean, everybody knew this. And I'm sitting there, I'm there in front of them. They have a tin wall. Every cheap, the wall probably says, don't put rebar in there because it gives me all back a lot of water because it has plastic. It was plastic. She doesn't. If you put the rebar in there, the coming from the foundation. Yeah, the steel coming up. Yeah, put the blocks over it. If you didn't put steel, that rebar in there, what's happening is that pressure would explode. What's going on? If it's just push. The bottom of the block out, and we just wash everything everywhere. I was on the phone with him. I was like, fuck that. I was just waiting to see how the news.
The building collapsed.
But people are not being
Right. That we reacting off of the, you know, we end up reacting off of the beating that the house is taking. We're not looking at, wait a minute, okay, where in these walls are there no rebar? Like you just said, where are the parts of this, where are the weak parts of this that they need to be strengthened? We need to be looking at, yeah, we don't blame the sheetrock. Not what the foundation of it. Yeah, you're not looking at, there's something wrong in the interior of this wall now. So I can always replace sheetrock. But what good is it getting a piece of sheetrock and put it on framing that is flawed? Is that old?
Yeah.
It's just old, most of the time it's just the old boards. A framer will come and be like, yo, you know what? We got to tear that wall down. Every time you tear a wall down, what do you end up doing? You throw all that wood away because we can't use none of it. You don't pull the nails out too long, it's still got, it's been rotted. It just don't have the strength that new boards have. Cool. We put a new wall in here. Now that sheetrock, if you do it right, that sheetrock will stand and that wall will be strong for a long time. You could always patch that sheetrock up, float tape, and make it look pretty because the foundation of the, not the foundation, but the infrastructure of the house is solid. This is our dilemma. Our issue is the fact that we know what to do. So we're in the book, all of us, every, and I'm going at this, and I'm going to keep it long, but I'm going at this because you have the same foundation, and you got IUIC, GOCC, AEEPPP, all these damn different philosophies and ideas and directions and thoughts of what's important, what ain't important. And the most I like, how do you have one foundation and you got this many different, yeah, this many divided groups? We're not building on the right foundation. The philosophy, the ideas, the opinions, that is, they don't coincide with the foundation. They don't. So no matter what you add to that house, it's going to fall. It's not secured to the foundation. And then we go down, we branch off building it. The foundation is flawed. It's not built to withstand the, like you said, the engineers tested that concrete to see how much pressure will break this foundation. And as it's being built, when that test and the weather, the everything's hitting it, the pressure of all that is breaking these foundations because they weren't built on the Bible. Somebody wasn't in here saying, hold on. I got to keep teaching so that the foundation is always sound.
And everyone that hears, and everyone that hears these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man.
Likened unto what?
A foolish man.
We reading the Bible, no different than Jeremiah. What Jeremiah said was telling the king, it's the same thing Christ is telling us now. Everybody don't want to listen to hear these sayings of mine. Go ahead.
Which built his house upon the sand.
He said, I'm likening that man to a foolish man that's building his house upon the sand. You built your house upon your philosophies and ideas. You built a house, you keep trying to do it your way, but you're not reading the Bible to structure your, the direction your house on something that is sound, the word. You do less of the word and more of everything else. That's a foolish man who's building his house upon the sand. How do we know? Read on.
And the rain descended, and the flood came, and all the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell.
And it what?
And it fell.
Go ahead.
And great was the fall of it.
He said, there's no rebuilding it back. There is no coming back on this same foundation, because that foundation is weak. You keep patching all you want. There's no coming back for it. It's gone. You're not going to carry it on, man. We're going to, I think Blog Talk is over right now anyway, right?
Okay.
So we gonna marinate, keep on. We're going to keep working and growing and doing our thing in, man. And we're going to keep asking everybody to come out and keep us to classes. And we're going to keep taking it deep as we can. This we're going to call this real deep. This is the real deepness of the Bible. This is what it says. And we got to not execute what the scriptures say. And with that, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.